I thank all of you very much. This meeting was one of the most important meetings that we've had in America, not just for CSPOA, but in America. And I think giving birth to this new project of getting attorneys general and sheriffs to conduct investigations on public corruption, on anyone who has aided and abetted illegal immigration. Folks, did you catch the vision of that? Because what do we know? We know that the Justice Department, the DHS, the FBI, the White House, and anybody else in Washington, D.C. are not going to investigate, and they're not going to do a damn thing to stop illegal immigration. And now we have a lot of people in America. I'm not sure I believe the percentages, because I can't believe that about the American people, that they would reward somebody who's actually helped cause all of this. But this isn't a political statement, and it's not a political hunt. This is anyone and everyone. I don't care if it's George Soros. I don't care if it's cartel members. I don't care who it is that has aided and abetted in any way illegal immigration into our country, which has also brought us the cartels, the gangs, and international terrorists. And so, yes, we want to know who has done that and who has committed this crime and this treason. And we want to know, and I think we're going to get some traction out of this, because the states are desperate, and they've had it up to here with all of this criminal activity in their states. And now they can push back with some legitimate, lawful, reasonable investigations. And so, folks, we've told you all along, there's still peaceful and effective solutions. And that is another peaceful and effective solution.
Great. So do you, so the outcome of this meeting then was that you decided you basically have a new goal, which is to investigate illegal activity and how it came to be. And of course, then you're going to go down the rabbit holes of all the NGOs and so forth, but all that stuff has to be exposed and
wherever
done away
it is.
With.
Yeah. Wherever it is. And it's kind of a rabbit hole, but I don't think the rabbit hole will go very far. I think it'll only go about two or three layers, especially when you're talking about NGOs.
Right.
You know, their connections are going to be pretty, pretty solid.
Agreed.
And we can speculate about who those would be, but I'm going to leave it for the investigations. And so we're going to do everything we can to help sheriffs and AGs conduct this. And furthermore, to the AGs, we're going to send a certified letter with return receipts that they got the letter from us requesting these investigations. And
excellent
right now,
idea.
how we're gonna reach out to all the sheriffs. I hope they hear or get this letter 10, 15, 20 times. So all of you who want to make sure your sheriff gets this letter, and you want to take it to him in person, or you want to email it to him in person, Jack, let's show the letter.